This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. These are not good times for the Sonoma State Academic Foundation. Already under fire for secrecy and redirecting funds from educational purposes to the construction of the Green Music Center, the foundation is now facing not one but two directives from outside sources that could compel opening their books to public scrutiny. One is Senate Bill 218, a measure passed by the legislature now awaiting the governor's signature, which would require public access to the foundation's financial records. The other is the bankruptcy of local financier Clem Carinelli, a former foundation board member who received a series of private loans from the foundation but has now defaulted on their repayment. Robert Karlsrud, the retired dean of Sonoma State's School of Social Sciences, has been a studious critic of the current university's leadership and has just published the 12th in a series of what he calls chronicles, detailing the obscure financial dealings of the foundation and calling for accountability and transparency in its administration.
Without the original Carinelli disclosures, we wouldn't have known any of this existed. And now the bankruptcy is going to go into court. We're not sure that Sonoma State's not going to have to return what Carinelli gave them in lieu of the dollars he owed them. We're going to get a lot more information about how all that happened. Even at present, we know pretty much that that was an insider deal and should have never happened and would have never happened had there been transparency. It just wouldn't have happened.
All this has come to light 2 years after the Sonoma State faculty resoundingly passed a resolution of no confidence in campus president Rumit Armenyana, which even then reflected their unhappiness with the administration's financial priorities.
If we had all of the resources available that we had 20 years ago, an equipment budget, a low student-faculty ratio, an operating expense budget that wasn't constantly tampered with, and a faculty that when student growth occurred, faculty growth was commensurate with that. If we had all of that, nobody would be looking at the Green Music Center as something like an albatross that is going to have a negative impact on the campus. That's where the tension is. And it's such an unfortunate thing because I really believe that building will eventually serve the community well.
That basic question of monetary priorities will be front and center this month as the university goes through its accreditation review by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges, or WASC. Karlsrud notes that it will likely be one of the key criteria in the WASC assessment.
One of them, and it's a critical one, is that we're supposed to align our resources with the mission, the teaching mission of the university. And if all of the data shows that most of the available funds are going to a building instead of to instruction, it is the faculty's position that that is something that does not meet the criterion as established by the WASC committee.
Karlsrud suggests that the faculty push for the shortest possible accreditation, as that would require a short-term return visit from the review panel. He further suggests that the vote of no confidence be reaffirmed by the Academic Senate, but with the school's chief financial officer included along with the president. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.